It's time for another Saskatchewan Quickie. Wearing his I Love Tufnell bunny hug in the Quonset, this is Quick Dick McDick.
All right, it's time to hit the road and a visit with Quick Dick McDick. I'm scared to know what's on your mind today. Just never know.
It's a dangerous place to dive into sometimes, Jason. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Speaking of diving into things, we did a little bit of diving into some bases here this weekend because we had Tufnell Sports Day, right? So, and everyone talks about slow pitches being a sport, and I'm moderately baffled by this, Jason, because you get up in the morning, and for some reason we always get the first draw in the morning, but I think it's like a rule in Saskatchewan, if you're playing slow pitch early the next morning, you kind of have to be on a little bit of a bender the night before.
Of course.
So then you roll in and you're in rough shape already, so I mean, maybe you start with boozy coffee, or you just start right into the beer when you get there, which I'm not sure how this is a great way to prepare to play sports, but then, like, the goal of this game is to have a pitcher pitch a ball as slow as possible and as high as possible to give this monster that's standing at the plate a moment to really eyeball it and see how he can get a hold of it. And I think the goal of winning slow pitch is to just put huge guys on your team that can just sock dingers over the fence all day long, right? But the other part of that, see, in Tufnell, you got to have kids on it too. So you got to recruit kids that you know are good. And especially when you get this one girl, her name is Jared, was playing with us. And like everyone would underestimate her and they'd all move in like, oh, she's going to hit the ball shallow. And she just put that dinger just right over their heads in between them and the fielder and get on base all the time. Okay. So now you're kind of half snapped because you've been drinking beer. Now you got to run bases. And when you use muscles sprinting that you never use, like maybe in calving season when you're running away from angry cattle kind of thing, that's about it. How do you spend a day doing all this? And then in between games, you're eating cheeseburgers, deep fried pierogies, and mushroom sauce. And at the end of the day, everybody's like, wow, I can hardly walk. Well, no kidding. It's not from sports. It's from everything else that you've done, right? I don't know why we call it a sport, Jason, because I wasn't out of breath all day.
Somewhere along the way, there's A535. I know that for a fact, right?
There probably is, but I'll tell you what. If the one thing's for sure, I'm going to train for it for next year, and it's not by running or doing squats or anything. It's by eating cheeseburgers and drinking beer.
And late-night benders, yeah.
Oh, what a horrible training program, hey?
I can picture you standing on third base right now with your baseball uniform, jeans and cowboy boots and, cold beer in your hand with a glove in the other.
Maybe next year Jason Lee should be our third base coach.
I like how you put me in as coach and not the ringer and the dinger, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll let you walk before you run.
But I'm good at drinking beer.
You're hired. It's over. You're hired.